In Somerset, where David Cameron is speaking to local Conservatives.
In the Yeovil constituency, and here with Marcus Fish. He lives locally, he works locally, he serves locally, and I've got something for you to do in 11 days' time, which is to send this man to the House of Commons as your Member of Parliament. This is one of the 23 seats that we need to win in order to form that overall Conservative majority, in order to keep our country moving forward, in order to stop the horror of that toxic tie-up between Labour and the SNP. It's seats like this that will make the difference. So give it everything you've got in these last 11 days. And in these 11 days, let's be clear, there is one issue more than any other at the heart of this campaign, and it is the economy. It is the economy that matters more than anything. Now, the economy isn't just lines on a graph or numbers in a book. The economy is every job our people have. The economy is the money you take home at the end of the month. The economy is cutting people's taxes to help them in their lives. You can't have a strong NHS without a strong economy. You can't have good schools without a strong economy. You've got nothing without a strong economy. So we are going to spend the rest of this campaign talking about the economy and talking about our plans for the economy, because this matters more than anything. Now, some people will say, well, you're playing it a bit safe. They'll say you're talking too much. They already are talking too much about economic stability and economic security and the security of families here in our country. Well, I've been Prime Minister these last 5 years, and if people are saying to me, you're putting too much emphasis on a strong and stable economy and on securing our future, I plead guilty. I know how important it is to have that strength and that stability in our economy. I know that everything else you talk about, it's just dreams without a strong economy. That's what we've got to get across in these last few days. All those dreams. If you think economic security and stability don't matter, if you want to take a risk, go with the other guy. Vote for the other man. By God, he's got plenty of risks. He's gone all around the world. He's found ideas that haven't worked anywhere in the world, and he's put them in a book. It's called the Labour Manifesto. You want risk? You want to put our security at risk? You want to put our stability at risk? You go with the other guy. I'm not going to put the British economy at risk. I'm not going to put the stability of Britain's families at risk. That's what's at stake in these last 11 days. And as we make... and as we make this argument, there are three things I want you to talk about on the doorsteps here in Somerset and right across the country. First of all, remember what we found 5 years ago. Remember the people who had lost their jobs. Remember the businesses that had folded. Remember the people who had lost their homes. Remember that sense that Britain might not be able to pay her debts anymore. Remember what it was like teetering on the brink. Remember what we found. And when you remember what we found, remember this note. Remember this note that was left for us in the Treasury. Dear Chief Secretary, I'm afraid there is no money. They now tell us that this was a joke. But I can tell you, as the Prime Minister at the time, it wasn't a joke. It wasn't a joke having to make the spending reductions, to get the deficit down, to take the tough decisions to get this country back on track. That wasn't a joke. That was the serious work of the last 5 years. But you know, there's something about this note. You know who got the note? It was the Member of Parliament right here, David Laws. He was the Chief Secretary who got that note. And do you know what the Liberal Democrats are saying now? They are saying they are equally likely to go into alliance with Labour as with the Conservatives. They're equally likely to go back into a relationship with the guy who wrote them this note. Now, look, I'm a generous guy. I'm a charitable guy. I'm a forgiving guy. I believe in giving people second chances, but there are limits. You cannot give these people a second chance with the British economy and the security and stability of people's lives. You can't do it, and we mustn't do it. Something else. There's something else I want you to think of when you remember what we found. I want you to hear that argument that Labour keep making, that after what we found, that somehow we built an economy that has only benefited the few. I want you to think about the 3 million low-paid people we've taken out of income tax. I want you to think about the 2 million jobs that we've created, people left on the scrap heap by Labour. I want you to think of the cut in youth unemployment that we've achieved. I want you to think of that, and I want you to take that argument that Labour make and stick it where the sun don't shine. Right? Because we remember. It's not just what we've done. We remember what they left. It wasn't the rich and the bankers that suffered under Labour. They kept their knighthoods, they kept their bonuses, they were fine. It was the poorest in our country who suffered from Labour. It was them who lost their jobs, who lost their livelihoods. They didn't help the few, they hurt the many, and we'll never let them forget it. Yeah. So remember what we found. Second, remember what we've done. These have been difficult years. There's been a lot of shared sacrifice by the British people as we've got our economy moving again. But let's be proud of what we've done. Let's be proud of the fact that 2 million more people are in work. We've created more jobs than the rest of the European Union put together. 1,000 jobs a day. We've cut that budget deficit in half. We've got three-quarters of more businesses here operating in our country. The economy is now growing the fastest of any major Western economy in the world. That is a track record to run on. And all the things we've done, all those difficult decisions, all those changes we had to make, they've all got one thing in common. They were all opposed by Ed Miliband and the Labour Party. Every single step we took. These people who now say, trust us with the economy, we're not going to spend too much money, we won't borrow too much, they opposed every step we took, and they would do it all over again. So remember what we've done. But crucially, let's talk to people about what we will do next, how we take this economic plan, how we take this good news in our economy and turn it into a good life for more people in our country. If you vote Conservative on May the 7th, you know that George Osborne will be back at his desk in the Treasury. I'll be back in number 10, and we'll be working on implementing that plan and continuing to turn our country round. And let's look at the positive vision that we have for people in our country, the people who are on low pay. We are going to legislate in the first 100 days to make sure those on minimum wage don't pay any income tax at all. That's what we're going to do for people who are low paid in our country. What are we going to do for Britain's families? For people sitting around that kitchen table talking about how they would like to work more hours or work more days or add to their family income, we're going to give them 30 hours of free childcare every week. That's what we're going to do, and we're going to legislate for that. For Britain's small businesses, the lifeblood and the engine of our economy, we have deregulated more than any previous government. We've cut their taxes, we've cut their corporation taxes, we made it easier and cheaper to employ people, and we're now going to cut another £10 billion off their regulatory bill. We are the party of small business, and we'll act for small businesses within the first 100 days of a new Conservative government. But as I said, the economy isn't just business and jobs, it's people's hopes and dreams as well. So we will build those houses for young people to be able to buy and own. We'll reform those schools so we turn round more of the schools that are coasting or failing in our country, so more parents get that magic news of a good school place for their child. That is what we're going to do. We're going to act on jobs, on taxes, 3 million apprentices. Again, we can convince people. We train 2 million in this parliament. I say let's train 3 million apprentices in the next parliament. We've got a record, we've got a plan, and we can deliver it. That is what our programme is all about. Now, I know some people will say they want to see more excitement in this campaign. That's a phrase I hear sometimes. I want more excitement. Well, I say to people, do you know what? If you want political theatre, go to Hollywood. If you want political excitement, maybe you could go to Greece. That's a very exciting country, I'm told. Every day, government having to take money out of one part of government to pay people in another part of government. I don't think that's exciting. I think that is terrifying. What excites me is the idea of being able to say to another person, you've got a job. Being able to say to another person, you're coming off welfare. What excites me is seeing young people getting the keys to that first flat or that first house. What is more exciting than seeing a small business start and expand and grow? That's the excitement we need, and it's about continuing with the plan that works. It's about continuing with a record that is delivering for our country. So let us stick absolutely to the programme that we have. This is all about our economy. It's all about safeguarding our economy. It's about not taking risks with our economy. And to me, this goes to the very heart of why I'm standing here. I went into politics not because I wanted to implement some arid ideology. I didn't go into politics to play party games at Westminster, although you have to, it's part of it. I went into politics because I believe in making a difference. I believe in trying to help people to change their lives. And that's what this last 5 years has been about, and that's what I want the next 5 years to be about. You want to know what makes my heart beat a little faster? It's when I meet that entrepreneur that started the business and taken on their first employees and the pride that they glow with. What makes my heart beat faster is when you meet that guy who's been on welfare year after year, they finally got a job because they've had the training, and they go home and they tell their wife and their family how proud they are to bring home a wage. You know what makes my heart beat really fast? Is when I see a young couple, they've been stuck living at home with mum and dad because they can't get a deposit on a house, they want to move out, they want to achieve that dream of home ownership that we've achieved, and they've got those keys to that first flat or that first house because of our Help to Buy scheme. Those are the things that make my heart beat faster. And they've all got something in common. Whether it's getting that job, whether it's that first apprenticeship that means you're going to learn a skill, whether it's getting into that university to get the degree that's going to give you a rocket boost under your chances in life, they've all got the same thing in common. They're only possible with a strong economy. And they're all about the dream we want to have in this country, which is you can make the most of the talents that God has given you. That's what it's about. That's what makes all of us Conservatives. We have different emphasis and different views, and yes, we don't always wear our passion on our sleeve. We're deeply patriotic. We love our communities. We love our country. But in the end, it's about giving more people the chance to live a good life. And in this election, you're going to hear all sorts of grand schemes and ideas and ideologies and people talking about this and standing up for that value and the rest. But it's all meaningless without a strong economy. It doesn't amount to a hill of beans if you can't provide jobs, livelihoods, growth, and the things that actually deliver for our people. Yay. As Ian MacLeod. Ian MacLeod said it all about 40 years ago when he said, socialists can dream their dreams, liberals can scheme their schemes, but we in the Conservative Party have got work to do. That's what these 5 years have been about. That's what the next 5 years are about. And you know what? I think in this country we're on the brink of something really special. We have spent these last 5 years, and it has been difficult for many people in our country. We spent the last 5 years clearing up the most almighty mess that we were left. You can see the progress that we've made. You see it in the businesses that have started. You see it in the jobs created. You see it in the apprentices trained. You see it in our universities now bulging with new graduates. You can see it in the amount of the deficit we've paid down. You can see it with the exports we're doing all over the world and the fact our country is moving again. But I didn't come into politics just to get the lines in the graph to go in the right direction. I came into politics to help change people's lives and help them go in the right direction. And that's what's so special. All that 5 years' work, we've laid the foundation. We've got a record that other European countries are jealous of. They would love to have our growth rate. They'd love to have our jobs rate. They'd love to have what we're doing with apprentices and degrees, home ownership, all the things that are happening in this country. Let's take that foundation and turn the good news in our economy into good news in people's lives and allowing more people to live a good life in our country. And what I would say to all of you and to the people watching at home, there's been so much done over these last 5 years. Do we want to put all that at risk? Do we want to go back to square one? Is that what we want to do? No. We want to take that record and turn it into something special for our country and for our people. More people getting that job, more people keeping more of their own money to spend as they choose, more people achieving that dream of owning their own home, more people hearing those magic words when you've got young children that there's an outstanding or good school place for your child. That is the dream that we have. Now, we're Conservatives. We don't always shout with the passion that some people would like. But don't mistake that for any lack of drive in changing this great country of ours and making it greater still. And my friends, we have got 11 days to go. We've got 23 seats to win. We are the only people that can stop the prospect of Ed Miliband and the SNP teaming up and wrecking our economy and taking us right back to square one. How much time do you think Alex Salmond thinks about Somerset? Have you worked that one out? I don't think he could probably find it even with a compass and a map, right? So let us do everything we can in these last 11 days to win those 23 seats. And remember what we're fighting for. We are fighting for jobs. We are fighting for our economy. We're fighting for our country. We are the only people who can do it. We've come so far in the last 5 years. Let us not let it go to waste. Let's not go back to square one. Let us finish what we've begun. Let's go for it. Come on, we can do it!
David Cameron there, fighting for one of the Liberal Democrats' safest seats in Yeovil, in Somerset, talking about his first 100 days. We want to take...